We're here in the studio today with Mark Hash, a senior designer at Askew and Dumez & Ripple, an architecture firm that has been around since 1989 and believes in creating architecture that changes with the time and considers the environment in more than one way. What shape do you wish could be in every structure, and what is it about that shape?
People that work with me know that I don't have a preference for any specific shape. What I like to say is I like to find what's the best fit for the project. Like for the, we recently did the Fogo de Chão project in the JW Marriott on Canal Street. And really early on, we were exploring patterns for interior screens that never really went anywhere. But we discovered kind of this offset parallelogram that followed a gradient pattern. And we used it on our monumental stair on the interior. And it's actually quite beautiful, delicate and beautiful.
Wow, because no one ever says parallelogram.
Oh, yeah.
If you were in a visual loop and you had to see one building or structure every three blocks, what would you choose?
I don't get in visual loops, but to take this question, I think what I like to see are the buildings that people don't necessarily see. We're in New Orleans. It's a great city with lots of iconic and important buildings. What I like is the more utilitarian structures that people don't necessarily see or appreciate. So, like, if you look at the historic working neighborhoods like Irish Channel, Marini Bywater, you have, you know, two or three housing typologies that create a field of the urban context. Because there's so many of them and they're so similar, people don't necessarily see them. Mm-hmm. But what I see is that those buildings have been expanded, raised, and changed over time, all in unique and individual ways. And what I get inspired by is trying to understand the subtle differences between those buildings. So I enjoy walking around the neighborhood in the evening with my girlfriend and just, you know, trying to see the differences.
Right. Oh, nice. So. If you could 3D print a building in New Orleans that has been blighted or abandoned in order to rehab it, which building would you do?
I wouldn't. And here's why. Here's why. 3D printing is a contemporary technology, right? It's something that didn't exist in the past. So we should use it as a tool to create new spaces and new forms that weren't previously possible. The idea of recreating like a historic building with a 3D printer, you're just replicating the form of it. We don't build that way anymore necessarily, so it becomes simulacra, so it's a copy of a copy, right? So an interesting example of like what I would do with a 3D printer, well, one, they're becoming ubiquitous at a small scale, but there's only a few that are large enough to build like large structures like a house. But an interesting example is in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, they're actually 3D printing a pedestrian bridge. It's actually depositing thin layers of steel or metal in a very intricate and dynamic form that looks like a skeleton or a spider web, something that would have been difficult or even cost prohibitive to build with any other technology. I think that's a good use
right.
of that technology.
Yeah, because you can't do it any other way.
That's right.
Is there any old way of doing things that you like to resort to or you would like to use but maybe isn't in the profession anymore?
Well, you know, a lot of things are the same. You know, we still do stick frame building, you know, not so much heavy timber anymore, like bricks, masonry work, concrete. Some of the things that we've lost are kind of the craft. So like terracotta, ironwork, things like that. Maybe that could be seen as more ornamentation. That's the kind of, technique or material that I would like to use but no longer exists because, you know, the Industrial Revolution essentially wipe that out.
Right.
So.
Oh, interesting. So I have been here with?
Oh, Mark Hash.
And this is Kelly Crawford for NOLA V and WWNO.